Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama hosted big campaign rallies this weekend in two traditionally Republican states, Virginia and North Carolina. Fresh from the first presidential debate Friday night, Obama criticized his GOP rival John McCain for not mentioning the middle class in that debate. We'll have more about that in a moment. But first, Senator McCain returned to Washington after the debate, where he had pledged to ensure all voices were heard in negotiations to bail out the nation's troubled financial system. And NPR Scott Horsley has that story.
Aides say John McCain feels good about his performance in Friday night's debate, but would not try to capitalize on any post-debate momentum. Instead, the Arizona senator flew straight home to Washington, where he holed up in his suburban condo and campaign headquarters, making phone calls to fellow lawmakers who are trying to negotiate a financial rescue.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think today and tomorrow are going to be real critical, and I appreciate all your help.
According to the campaign, McCain spoke with more than a dozen lawmakers yesterday, as well as President Bush, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. Republican Congresswoman Heather Wilson of New Mexico took a call from McCain. She says he's played a valuable role in the negotiations, raising the profile of House Republicans whose objections to the original rescue plan were largely ignored. Wilson adds support from McCain and Barack Obama will make any financial rescue plan easier for other lawmakers to swallow. Not everyone so charitable about McCain's dramatic announcement that he would suspend his campaign last week to return to Washington and participate in the rescue talks. Some Democrats said that unnecessarily politicized the process. Yesterday, McCain stayed largely behind the scenes. He didn't travel to Capitol Hill or the White House, as he had a few days earlier. Senior advisor Mark Salter says McCain can effectively do what he needs to by telephone.
He's calling members on both sides, talking to people in the administration, helping out as he can.
Well, I'm very grateful, Heather, and I look forward to seeing you. And I know this is a tough struggle today on this package, and I know you're going to be trying to help the taxpayer, and that's the important thing.
Even while playing the role of legislative dealmaker in Washington, McCain and his staff have not forgotten the political campaign. Late yesterday, aides invited photographers into his office to shoot pictures of McCain working the phones, and he later used a satellite hookup to speak to an outdoor sportsman's group in Ohio that he originally planned to address in person. McCain took the opportunity to talk about the financial meltdown and also to use a phrase he had not used in Friday's debate, the middle class.
It was clear that Senator Obama still sees the financial crisis in America as a national problem to be exploited first and solved later. What he doesn't seem to get is that if we don't deal with it right now by working together for the common good, then this crisis could turn into a far-reaching disaster for workers, businesses, retirees, and the American middle class.
McCain says he's determined to help achieve a legislative package to avoid that fate. Senior Advisor Salter hopes the deal comes quickly.
We hope to have a deal in place so we can get back on the trail. You know, hopefully we'll be back out there.
In the meantime, McCain and one of his top aides will be back out there on the Sunday morning talk shows. They also hope to get back to in-person campaigning tomorrow with a planned rally in Columbus, Ohio. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.